Hey, what's going on? It's D World Life Podcast. What's up with y'all, man? It's been a minute since I dropped the podcast, so, you know, let's go. You know, I've been out here for a minute, man. I guess I catch y'all up with the time and the reality of really what space I'm in right now. I'm still doing what I do. I'm still motivating. I'm still advising. I'm still being a leader. I'm still being a mentor to the youth. I wanted to talk about, once again, some things basketball-wise that related to my life. After I left Pitt, Pittsburgh University, for any new viewers, listeners to D World Life. I played basketball at Pittsburgh University. But getting back to what I was saying, after I left the camp over there at Pittsburgh with Ben Howland and his gang, it was a weird transition to still be relevant in the basketball world. What I mean by that, it's like, what you gonna do now? Actually, I wasn't as smart as I thought on what I thought was gonna happen to D World Life. Like, I really thought that I had a chance to transfer schools. That option was routed out when you knew you had to sit out for a year if you go to D1. I'm a junior. I don't want to play for Ben Howland anymore at Pitt. So to transfer to another D1. I would have had to sit out a year to play for 1 year. So the school would have had to pay 2 years for me to play 1 year. And that wasn't going to go too well about anything. You know what I'm saying? That wasn't going to go too well. So what I'm saying to you is, before I even continue on, make sure you break down what decision you're making and you have it kind of all the way figured out to the end. And what I mean by that, like, figure it out to the end and still have some different streets you can go on other than the main avenue that you're floating and you want to happen, just in case. Have it all worked out, some different scenarios in case, and continue on with your journey. But yeah, Pitt had put a bad name on me, and it wasn't the institution and it wasn't the school. It was Ben Howland. You know, this is a man that I shook his hand and said, "Coach, I just want to be straight up with you. I don't want to play for you no more." There's 4 games left in the season. I'm in your office. I'm telling my coach at Pittsburgh University, yes, the big man himself, Ben Howland, "I don't play for you no more. I just don't." You know, he basically had me, you know, sit down there, "What's going on now?" type attitude to me. "What's going on now? What's the problem?" I said, "Damn, coach, Syracuse game, you know you play me. You know why? You know why you playing me like this, man? I'm a junior, trying to get it in, you know. And you lying to me. You know, Dr. Bennett told me," this going into a lot because y'all could be confused. "I tore my meniscus when I got to Pitt, my exhibition game against the California All-Stars. I think I had 29 points. Tore my meniscus, missed 11 games, came back, 10 points, 10.6 rebounds in my first 3 games back at Pitt. When the Big East started, me and Ben Howland's problem started. We went to St. John's, was my first Big East game, and we got blown the fuck out by Eric Barkley and his crew. No, I think they had a guy named Postel something. You know what I'm saying? They killed us on ESPN. Coach Stark bullshitting me with the clock. And this was frustration all the way from the St. John's game. You know, this is frustration built up all the way from the St. John's game all the way down to the end of the season. 4 games to go in the Big East at this particular time. It's the ACC conference now, Pittsburgh University. But just boiling. You know, it's just, I'm pissed, you know, and I tell Coach Ben Howland I don't want to play for him no more. I think Ben Howland right now is at Mississippi State coaching men's basketball there. I have no ill will to him. It's just what I would like to say to Ben Howland is, at the end of the day, coach, when I was in your office with you and I shook your hand as a man and I told you I didn't want to play for you, it was a right thing I was doing and it was a wrong thing I was doing. But in the grown man aspect, is you dealing with a kid, an NCAA player, one of your own, you don't do what you did to me next. I know that you got to protect yourself at the level you at and you make millions. I don't make nothing. I'm just a student athlete. But Ben Howland, what you don't do is go to the media and tell them you dismissed me and I had a defiant attitude. Even if I did, because I have an attitude sometimes. I do. And it's very defiant. And you was very correct. But you don't tell the media that. You don't tell them you dismissed me when this kid come in your office as a grown man at his age, 19, 20 years old, and tell you he don't want to play for you no more. And you go and do all this switching up. And NBC came to me and came to my room and said, yo, well, they called actually and said, yo, Derrick World, we just talked to Ben Howland about you. And he was talking so highly of you. We just want to know what went wrong. What went wrong was the Syracuse game and bullshitting me. The Notre Dame game, bullshitting me. When we went down and flew down to New Orleans, bullshitting me. Coach, what's up? Tell me I'm a scrub. Tell me I ain't worthy. But don't play with me and tell me it's going down this game and then you get scared again or some shit. I don't know what politics or what motherfuckers had you playing who you played, but I mean, this shit was like some Illuminati shit. Like, you had to do what you had to do. You had Derrick World on your team. I'm trying to go to the A. I'm trying to go to the league. I'm from the hood. I don't got time to be bullshit. Like, fuck all this bullshit you got us doing. You know what I'm saying? That ain't why you recruited me. I was fifth in the nation and rebounding as a junior. You know what I'm saying? I know I was like that. I know I killed at Allegheny. Ask anybody, what happened to him? He was killing in JUCO. Look at my tapes. Anybody that's listening to this podcast, call Allegheny College of Maryland and look at my sophomore year basketball tapes. I was a fucking animal. I was a fucking animal. I was a fucking animal. You hear me? How you think I got to Pittsburgh University from junior college? It don't happen too much. Pittsburgh University, Big East, from junior college. I did it from the hood. I did it because I was busting ass in junior college. Look at my junior college basketball games. I was the shit. Ben Howland tore me up. He tore me, sliced me, he diced me. I don't know what the plan was, but they killed me. And it's just fucked from there. But Ben Howland, don't ever do that. Be straight up, man. I quit the team. I ain't want to fuck with you. You told people you dismissed me, man. Like, what type of shit is that? I lost the job from England because of you. You told them I had a shitty attitude and all that. What? Why? You still coaching? What if everybody on ESPN in the world knew how you did me at Pittsburgh University? You're a fraud, yo. And, like, you shouldn't be coaching Division I basketball for what you would do to a kid for your reputation. What you did to my career, why I wasn't able to make it anywhere because of what you laid upon me. You killed me, coach. But I'm still here and I'm gonna make it and I'm gonna handle things and I'm gonna write a book so other kids can know not to fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? You know, I know you had some prospects that made it. Kevin Love, Russell, Westbrook, so on and so on. Those were superstars. They was gonna make it anyway, coach. They was gonna make it with or without you. And that's the fucking God truth. What you did to D-World Life, Derrick World, was terrible. And karma has bit you in the ass because I never heard nothing else about you unless your games got selected on ESPN. I just happened to see you get a game on TV, coach. You're a waste of a contract. You're not a good coach. You killed me, coach. It hurt. And this is just like I said, basketball related. Other things in life, coach, I'm very successful. But coach, in basketball world, you killed me. Other people should hear this. Other people should share this. If they ever thinking about playing for Ben Howland, they should know that their world story and pitfalls was a terrible situation there. The way you scheme me to sign with you at the Wyndham Hotel my coach in junior college, Bob Kirk, was so mad when he found out I signed with Pitt. Damn near threw everything off his desk. He wanted me to go to Georgia State with Lefty Giselle and Coach Cunningham. But I chose y'all. Y'all had the TV schedule, Big E's, woo, woo, woo. Coach, you was the worst thing that ever happened to me. And I would let kids know that that better be the best decision they make when the recruiting come down, is that you know who you playing for. Damn near hell with the school. Damn near hell with the lights and the camera and the stadium or whatever the fuck. You better worry about your coach, one that got your future in his hands, that's gonna play you. It's gonna give you time or not. Recognize game. It's all glitz and glamour till you get there. They got you. Contract sold. You know, they got you. But man, I got a little off point, but I can't wait to finish this book that I'm writing, Pitfalls. Thank y'all viewers, fans, and everybody that been supporting me and sharing my stuff and blowing me up and like taking me to the next level. I appreciate it. I'm gonna keep on sharing inside things, inside life with you. Been through a lot. I've been around a lot of people that's up there that made it, and I want to share the experiences. This D-World life. You need anything, you want anything, you gotta go get it yourself. Don't stop. Get it. Let's go, y'all. This D-World life. Keep it real, friend or foe. You know, thank you for tuning in with me, and I appreciate all the love. I appreciate it so much, man. It's so wonderful to my heart that somebody taking the time out to listen to some of my stories. Y'all the best. Tune into my next podcast, and I'm gonna just keep going freestyle with y'all, man. And like I said, I'm gonna keep sharing more and more with y'all until y'all get the story of what D-World life all about and where we trying to go with this and all that love, man. Y'all be safe. One love, D-World life.